There is a mitzvah of pidyon haben, and working with the Magen Avraham, let's assume day 31. So, generally speaking, mitzvah is the father on day 31 will make the brachas, give the money to the Kohen. That's one definitive option. It seems also, for whatever reason, a pidyon haben was not done. So when the child turns 13, he becomes obligated. However, let's assume if the father's around, they can't make it. So there's a discussion, can you appoint a shliach by pidyon haben? To the Ramashi, to based on the Rosh is no. No shliach is by pidyon haben based on what the Chasan Sofer explains, because it's zechel amakas b'choros, and that Hashem didik b'kvodo v'yatzmo, so too, we must do it direct. And the Vilna Gaon says, what are you talking about? It's piran hachov, you could do it anytime you want. It's paying back a loan. What do you mean? It's not even b'chlal shlichas. So what are we doing in the following case, which is becoming more less uncommon, is, let's say that there is no father. Like, what do you mean there's no father? There's a biological father, but there's no halachic father. How could you be a biological father, not a halachic father, if you're not Jewish? So, but a Gentile lives with a woman, and it's her first child, pet derechem, the chayev and pidyon haben. So he's halachically doesn't have a father. So what do you do with someone who doesn't have a father? What do you do regarding the mitzvah of pidyon haben? So the Chasan Sofer talks about the whole machlokes achronim, shach, taz, rama, bra, about whether you shlich is by pidyon haben. So that's a big shaila. So what the Chasan Sofer says, have to summon at day 31, not an official basin, because there's no basin by pidyon haben like Mila. You get together and you do the pidyon haben at day 31. But it's a sveika d'dina, so you do it without a bracha. So he's suffik padoy. And then what the Chasam Sofik suggests is you put something, I guess, a necklace or something around his neck or his wrist or whatever, in order to say suffik padoy on it. So hopefully when he turns 13, someone will become aware and they'll do another pidyon haben misuffik. So you do it. So basically it's a sveika d'dina. So the Chasam Sofer says, no bracha. You do a suffix, you do the pidyon haben without the bracha on day 13. Day 31. And then again, the child does it. He won't be a child anymore. He does it when he turns 13. And therefore, we cover ourselves. And then the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says, that was not the minig in Nuita. Lo Ra'inu, Lo Matzina, we don't find anywhere about this practice. And he works with the Shita, apparently, of the Vilna Gaon, that it's a Piron Hachov. It's nothing to do with Shlichas. So therefore, you go ahead, even without a father, you go ahead and take care of the pidyon haben on day 31, and someone whoever takes charge, someone will do it, and they'll do it with a bracha as well. So that's a major discussion among the poskim about someone who doesn't have a halachic father. When do you do the pidyon haben? The practice of the Chasam Sofer is you just do one at day 31 and year 13. Sveika d'dina, do it both times without a bracha. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the practice is, and I think most go with this, with the Aruch HaShulchan, that since it's not a din of shlichas at all, we don't go with the difficult ramah of requiring shlichas, and therefore whoever's around to take what, whoever's in charge, they'll ensure that the pidyon haben is done on the child, and even with the bracha.